Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is 5:30 here on a Wednesday, so a little special visit from our guy. And joining us on the line right now is the host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers. Go check out all the latest lines today at betrivers.net. Nick, how are you doing, man? It's Lou and Christian.
Lou and Christian, what's going on, guys? Happy Football Wednesday, I guess. Your early Thanksgiving to you, your families, and all the listeners out there. Great time to be alive.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how the betting world would address my issue with ham being served on Thanksgiving, Nick. It's been a big debate over here for the last 24 hours. I'm wondering if you could maybe settle a bet, okay? Because I say ham should be served on Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving staple. No, it's not turkey, but it definitely should be included in the mix. Lou says no, it's only for Easter.
It's Easter.
Yeah, I hate turkey.
Oh, so you're a ham guy.
Well, I mean, I don't really like ham either, to be honest. I prefer ham. I don't hate turkey. It's just that, like, turkey basically is just like a vehicle for which all the other good things in Thanksgiving enter my mouth, right? Like gravy and mashed potatoes, maybe some sweet potatoes, etc. But turkey on its own is absolutely dreadful. It's dry. It's terrible. I do like ham a little better. I like everything else in Thanksgiving. Like, I prefer desserts. I prefer all the carby sides, the vegetables. For me, meat on Thanksgiving is like the thing that I'm least interested in. I like everything else.
So you're absolutely no help to me. Right, that's now you realize that you didn't
settle no peppers. I mean I agree with you. I would prefer ham to turkey, so there I agree go. With you, but if given, like, I would rather have like steak than both of them.
Nick Costos, the meatless plate on Thanksgiving.
Well, let's not go that far here. Give me a place. Listen, I'm Italian, my girlfriend's Italian here. How about a nice piece of chicken parm? Can we do that?
Now we're like talking. Those some ravioli. Now we're doing Christmas.
No doubt, absolutely.
All right, let's get to because while people are eating turkey, hopefully we're going to be making some money. Let's start with Thanksgiving, okay? And this I don't know what this game should be called, but Chicago at Detroit. Looks like Chicago.
Well, you've heard of the Super Bowl, right? This is the toilet bowl.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite.
So, I mean, what do you even do here? It looks like Goff might actually play in this game now, but it's what, Chicago minus three?
Yeah, so I have three different scenarios for this game mapped out for all the different like quarterbacks who's going to play in this game. So we know Andy Dalton's going to play for the Bears. Bears currently a three-point favorite at You Better You Bet show sponsor Bet Rivers. Total in this game is 41.5. So here's how I'm going to choose to play this. If Tim Boyle is going to be the starting quarterback for the Lions, I think I need, like, at least four, maybe 4.5 in order to even consider Detroit. Boyle's bad. He completed 15 passes last week for 77 yards. That seems, like, hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous. So, if it's Boyle, I need 4.5 to consider the Lions. If it's Goff, so if the Lions announce Goff as the quarterback and he practiced on Monday and Tuesday in a limited fashion, if it's Goff and the number is 3 or 3.5, I will bet Detroit straight. Detroit +3, +3.5. If it's Goff and the number comes off 3, meaning Chicago -2.5, because I think the Lions will receive support if Goff is named quarterback, then what I would look to do is tease Detroit with the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. It's very specific because both of those two teams are playing in low-totaled games. We get them both up through the key numbers of 3 and 7. So Goff and 3, Detroit. Goff and less than 3, tease Detroit and Miami. Boyle, I need 4 and 4.5 to consider Detroit. I would not bet Chicago at any of these numbers.
Okay, the next game is the Raiders at the Cowboys, and the Cowboys, I think it's at -7. So the Cowboys, no Amari Cooper, no CeeDee Lamb, and the Raiders feel like they're kind of struggling again. So if I want to make some money, what team should I pick in this game?
I like the Raiders here. I bet them +7. You can even get 7.5 right now with them. And you bet show sponsor Bet Rivers. Raiders are 7.5. Now, we think CeeDee Lamb is going to be out. I don't know if that's official yet, and we know he hasn't practiced this week. The Cowboys are being a little coy, saying like he's on track to potentially play. I would doubt it. By the way, great time management by Mike McCarthy on Sunday, both screwing up the game and getting his number one wide receiver concussed by not taking a timeout. But let's name another street after him. Anyway, I like the Raiders here at +7 or +7.5. Like, I can't get to this number, Dallas laying a touchdown here. I think it should be like 5.5. And I think they're downgraded without Cooper and potentially without CeeDee Lamb as well. And I know the Raiders have been embarrassed the last two games, and this is not me retroactively making the case that the Raiders should have won won or covered the spreads or kept the games closer. These were authentic beatdowns by Kansas City and Cincinnati the last 2 weeks. But something to consider, the Raiders' third and fourth down variance, both offensively and defensively, very much went against them, where Kansas City converted basically all of them. Cincinnati basically converted all of them. Cincy tacked on a bunch of points late to make a 32-13 scoreline seem a lot more lopsided than the game actually was here. Now, it's not like roulette, the mistakes people make when they play roulette, where you sit down and say, well, it's been red three times in a row, so now I'm going to bet black, because it could be red another 15 times, like the Raiders' third down variance and fourth down variance could keep going against them. I'm willing to bet it'll regress even a little bit here, which I think will help. So Raiders plus 7 and a half, my bet for that game.
All right, Nick, so that the late game, Buffalo is at New Orleans. Looks like Buffalo giving about, anywhere from five. I don't know where you see it. Five and a half. It's all over the place. But Buffalo in a rebound game. But New Orleans is a team that we've been talking about. We just really don't know who they are and can't figure them out week to week. What do you like in this one?
I made the game 7. So I bet Buffalo on Monday minus 4.5. This is information that is useful to nobody since that's not the number anymore.
It's a good number.
But allows me an opportunity to cheaply plug my show, You Better You Bet, where we break down every game on Monday and try and give you the best possible number. So if you out there listening, if you like Buffalo, and I like Buffalo a lot, I think Buffalo should be a touchdown favorite, even if the Saints have healthy players, right? And they could be without both their tackles again, Terron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. Kamara could miss the game. Mark Ingram could miss the game. Like, they've got nothing on offense. They have no skill position players that are any good if Kamara and Ingram can't go in this game. And I think this is a smash spot here for Josh Allen and the Bills. Offense under the dome here, away from the elements. Marshawn Lattimore, very good cornerback, but he's better against physical types like Mike Evans, guys like that he's had success against. Stephon Diggs is going to absolutely cook him. So I like Diggs' receiving yards over. That's in the high 70s. I think he could get into the hundreds. He's averaging 9 targets per game over his last 5. Diggs should absolutely cook Lattimore. So if you're out there and you want to bet Buffalo like I do, try and find it under 6. If you can get Buffalo 5.5, I think that's a bet worth making. It gets a little sketchy once we enter 6, 6.5 territory. I would never bet the Saints at any of these numbers. The question just becomes, do you out there, the listener, do you want to lay 6 or 6.5 with Buffalo? I've got 4.5, so I don't have to make that decision. But again, I would never bet New Orleans, and also kind of like that under 45.5 or 46. I don't think New Orleans scores enough to get this game close to that total.
All right, so we're talking to Nick Kostos now. When we want to make some money, we talk to you, Nick. And the big game this week is the Titans coming down to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots. Now, I don't know what you have this line at. Last time I saw, I think it was 5.5, maybe 6.5 now. So if I want to make some money, who am I betting on this game?
You know, I think this is the problem that a lot of people are running into now that try to do like sports betting content and do it well, right? I, for like the 500th week in a row, it feels like, show value on the team the Patriots are playing. Like, you are paying an immense tax right now to bet the Patriots. I actually don't think I'm going to bet this game. My number is Titans plus 4.5. I have the Patriots a 4.5 point favorite. This is going to be 6 or 6.5. I'm supposed to bet Tennessee in this game. I don't know if I can get there, though. Like, I understand kind of why the number is inflated here, why you have to pay the Patriot tax. And, you know, on-field handicap-wise, you know, the Titans don't have Julio Jones. A.J. Brown isn't healthy. They just signed Golden Tate off the scrap heap. If you're Bill Belichick, like, what do? You take A.J. Brown out of the game. Who's Ryan Tannehill throwing to? They just waived Adrian Peterson. Now it's the poo-poo platter, emphasis on poo-poo, with Deontay Foreman, Jeremy McNichols, and Dontrell Hilliard in the Titans' backfield. They're not going to be able to score in this game. So I think the only way the Titans can win this game is to have it be low scoring. Like, if you like the Titans, I think it definitely correlates to a play on the under. I think I'm actually going to pass this game again. Like, I'm supposed to bet Tennessee, but part of me also feels intuitively like the Patriots are going to win this game. I don't know, like 24-10. So no bet for me on this game.
All right. How about, so there are some interesting games. It's interesting because a lot of bad teams playing bad, you know, other bad teams. But one very good game at 1 o'clock is Tampa Bay. You know, they are on the road in Indianapolis. Looks like Tampa's laying 3. You know, Colts, home dog. Now, I don't know. You tell me, Jonathan Taylor, an absolute beast last week. Tampa Bay, good against a run. Well, who do you like this game?
Easiest bet of the week to put in yesterday for me was Tampa Bay minus 2.5. Also, like Tampa Bay minus 3. I think this number should be like at least 4, 4.5. So I think you're getting a bit of a discount with Tampa. Vita Vea expected back for Tampa in this game. He missed Monday night's game against the Giants. Their big space-eating defensive tackle, arguably the best run stopper in the entire league. And I think that is a big deal here. So it's not to say like Jonathan Taylor can't have some success less on the ground. He's not going to run wild like he did last week on the Bills. Like, no way, not against this Tampa defense. And on the flip side here, like, I think Brady's going to pick apart the Matt Eberflus zone here. Like, he's just going to sit, he's going to be patient, and they're going to score a lot of points in this game. I think the number should be 4.5. My co-host made it 5.5. 2.5 or 3 is an absolute joke of a line, in my opinion. So it's like I said, I say with you guys sometimes, right? Like, Washington last week was my favorite bet. They could have lost that game. It's not that when I say this, it means a bet is a guarantee, right? Guaranteed to win, no such thing. Just an easy bet to put in. Love Tampa on Sunday in Indianapolis.
So the one I really care about is the conference games, the AFC games, just basically because you need the Patriots. The Patriots need some help, like a team like Baltimore who's taking on Cleveland. Who do you think is going to win that game? And then where would your bet go?
Well, I think it's kind of like two different questions, right? Who's going to win the game?
Yeah.
I think
Who do you think is actually just going to win it? And then where would you put your money?
I think Cleveland's got a great chance to win the game. Like, I really do. I made the game 3.5. It opened 4.5. I bet Cleveland plus 4.5. It's now at my number. Cleveland's come down, and it's now Cleveland plus 3.5. So actually, at this number right now, I'd probably bet the Browns, honestly. At 3.5. I mean, I have a better number, obviously, but I think Cleveland's sitting on a big performance here, and I get why the Ravens are favored like this in this spot. I also think they're not as good as their record indicates, because we're in the New England market. I will do a head-to-head comparison here. If the Patriots played the Ravens on a neutral field, I would take the Patriots to win the game. I think the Patriots are better. I think the Browns can keep this game close. I guess, like, gun to my head, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, either team could win. It's a coin flip of a game. I bet the Browns, though. So I think the Browns keep it close. I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland won.
All right, how about the big game here at 425, especially in the NFC at least? Rams at Green Bay. It looks like it's a pick 'em right now. I don't know if Ryan Rodgers dealing with some kind of COVID toe. I don't think
COVID,
it's supposed to snow. So you tell me, this is a big game in the NFC.
Packers opened 2.5. Like, really smart people said this number's wrong, and now it's come all the way down to a pick 'em. So the opening number was insane here. You could have gotten Rams at a much better number earlier in the week. That being said, Rams are nothing for me here. Now, this is anecdotal on my part. From what we've seen from Matthew Stafford in the past with Detroit, and maybe you guys agree or disagree, but whenever he's had prolonged stretches of substandard play, like we saw the two primetime losses against Tennessee and San Francisco, in his career, that is generally followed like a week or multi-week absence for Stafford. Like, that's just kind of been the deal. He played so poorly in those games, and I'm not reporting this. No one told me this. Just my eyeballs. He didn't look healthy to me. So if Stafford can get through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the injury report clean, reports coming in, Stafford's thrown with more zip coming out of the bye week, this is an easy bet for me on the Rams. I made the Rams a 2-point favorite. Rams are nothing for me in Green Bay.
All right, there it is. Nick Kostos, our guy. Listen, man, we appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy football all weekend.
I'm going to give you guys two more quick ones here. Falcons, sure. As a short road favorite, and Jacksonville, love that. And Giants plus 3.5. I hate the Giants, my favorite team, but a crazy line. Giants plus 3.5 at home against the Eagles. Guys, wishing you guys a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, to all the listeners out there as well. And, of course, Minimal Sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, thanks, Nick. Appreciate it, pal.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, you
appreciate
too, man.
You.
Have a good day. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.